والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف أقعد عالم نور مجسم شاه آدم وبني آدم our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person spends 50 times durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us and afforded us the opportunity to be in his house in the weekly sunnah inspired ijtima' of Dawat Islam. Without his tawfiq and his divine help, we cannot do any good. Our participation in a gathering of Dhikrullah and Dhikr Rasul and learning Ilm-e-Deen is indeed a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has guided me and you, our minds and our hearts, to come to the masjid. We could have been elsewhere, wasting our time, or maybe even committing sins. So He has chosen us from many and made it possible for us to be here. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for millions and billions of times for this favor. Hazrat Maulana Room Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi writes a beautiful story, and his stories are always based on a beautiful lesson. He said that a foolish person in the middle of the day, he saw a wall. The wall was shining, and it was actually the reflection of the sun. It was sunlight that was coming on the wall, and the wall was shining, looking beautiful. And he looked at the wall and he said, wow, this wall is beautiful. Look at the light that this wall is producing. So he fell in love with the wall. He thought this is the light of the wall. And then later, that light went and joined its origin. And what is its origin? The sun. So sun set, light disappeared. And then suddenly he was shocked. And he said, what happened? And now he regrets that he wasted his time and he honored and dignified and loved something which did not deserve to be loved. And he misunderstood the whole thing. So he gives this example to make us understand the reality of this dunya. That we come in this dunya, we live a little bit in this dunya, we see that this dunya is beautiful, it has wonders. There are mountains, there are sceneries, there are rivers, there are oceans, there are skies, stars, sun, galaxies, so many things that you see, you're mesmerized, you see, it's powerful, this is beautiful. And you start loving. And then of course things that make you comfortable and make your life easy, you start running behind them because you want to live in this dunya. You start loving this dunya. Money you need, comfort you need, house you need, gold you need, silver you need cars, you need this, you need that. All that keeps on adding. The love keeps on increasing. The Quran keeps on telling us, Rasulullah taught us many ahadith that this dunya is dhoka. It's a deception. It's like, you know, a false impression that is created, it's illusion. That does not have any reality. The reality is the akhirah, not this dunya. And that is the reason that people who lived long ages in this dunya. You know, in olden days, early times, people used to have long ages. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam did tabligh e deen for 950 years. That's recorded in Quran Kareem. So that tells you the ages of people. So somebody maybe lived 100 years, or 200 years, or 300 years, or 400 years, or 500 years, or 1000 years. Not everybody was a believer. There were many kuffar. And when those kuffar are called to give account of their long life. Now in the akhirat, when they will look back to their life of this dunya, they will say, we did not live long. What kind of hisab must we give? Kahe ka hisab? Kis baat ka hisab? Quran records their statement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will say, Ma labithu ghayra sa'a. We did not live except a moment. ये 100 साल वाला कह रहा है 200 साल वाला कह रहा है the one who lived long age, when he looks back in this dunya, because now the curtains have been removed, the reality has been opened up, illusion is gone, no misunderstanding left. Now he sees the reality. He says that dunya, ma labithu ghayra sa'a, did not live except a moment. Now imagine that these people who lived hundreds of years, if the life of this dunya seems to them a moment, we don't even live 100 years. Our ages are reduced, we live very little. In fact, if somebody lived 100 years, we go and make his ziyarat, we go and see him, and we are amazed to see kamal ho gaya, right? 100 saal ki umar ho gayi. So how short our life would seem to us in the akhir. You can term it as a split second. So imagine, that is the reality. And a person, in order to make this life of split second comfortable, he destroys his life of akhirah, which is never ending. So how foolish is he? So that whole story of Hazrat Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh and the ayah kalima which I have quoted explains us that we need to open up our eyes and accept the truth and reality and understand the reason why we have been sent in this dunya. Ad-dunya madra'atul akhirah, dunya is the farm of the akhirah. So you need to do the farming. You need to sow the seed and then cut your crop in the akhirah. You sow the good seed, your good crop is ready for you to cut, harvest, enjoy, fruits are there. And you sow the evil seed, then the evil crop is ready. So many beautiful examples our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us to conscientize us, to make us understand, to awaken us, to make us realize that the life of this dunya is just a small living place for a test. That's it. Aur jin ko ye baat samajh mein aa gayi wo aakhirat ki taiyari mein lag gaye. But those who don't understand, they started loving this dunya until the last breath. They don't want to die. Even if the whole life went into sins, they're still hoping, I can live longer. Everybody comes to visit them, even if they are in hospital every day. They're asking people, make dua that I can live longer. I can be healthy and enjoy more. Yehi sab, sab ki desire yehi ban jati hai. Duniya se mohabbat ho gayi. They don't want to die. Yeah, death is a gift for a believer. Tuhfatul mu'min al-maut. Maut is a gift for the believer. Who would not like to receive a gift? Is gift something to be scared of? And a gift is something that we should be looking forward to embrace. But our whole mindset is changed due to the attractions in this dunya and our mindset and the goals that we have set for ourselves and the race that we are in. Our families, our neighbors, our society, we are all into one race, and that is to achieve something of this dunya, nothing of akhirah. Even you find those friends, families, colleagues that would talk about akhirah. Nobody talks about akhirah. People will sit with you and talk about how to make more money. And the one who gives you one or two secrets of how to make more money is your best friend. And the one who covers you for all your wrongs is your best friend. The one who stands with you at the time when you oppress other people and you make zulm on other people, instead of advising you to stop the wrong, he's your best friend. Ye sare dhokhe hain. So we need to understand the truth and the reality, and we need to make a decision within ourselves that we need to get out of this. And alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is doing wonders to make this ummah realize, and there are millions of people who have understood this message and are ready and preparing themselves for the akhirah. So stay in touch with the mahal of Dawat Islam, wherever in the world you are. Now, when we talk about things like this, some people think, you know, these people, Dawat Islami people, these Mazhabi people, they want to take us out from this dunya, and they want us to live like, you know, monks, durvesh, in the jungle, no relationship with people, with society, and how is that possible? We need to go to schools, we need to go to college, we need to go to universities, we need to go to shops, we need to go to business, to work, have degrees, work, earn money, look after family, etc., etc. So what are you telling us? You're telling us we must leave everything? No, we're not telling you that. We are telling you that Islam is the most balanced religion. Islam will never teach you something that would isolate you from your society and from your family. Islam will take you out from the jungle and bring you in the society and give you a task to play you alone. What we are saying is very simple, that Allah and His Rasul has given us a system which is a complete code of our life. Just follow that. And that's called Sharia. And that is the divine law. You and I got no say in front of that law. That is from Allah. We are His creation, we are His bondsmen, hum uske bande. وہ جو با جو شریعت ہمارے رب نے ہمارے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ہم کو دی ہے, اس پر عمل کرو, زندگی دنیا میں اس حساب سے گزارو, then there's no problem, then even دنیا becomes deen. That's the beauty of our religion, that you can enjoy everything of this dunya as long as you follow Sharia, then everything of this dunya becomes deen. You can enjoy money, you can enjoy beautiful cars, you can enjoy comfortable houses, you can enjoy whatever is in the dunya within the parameters of Sharia, then everything you do is deen. As soon as you, for example, your wife is your family. You should look after her, you should love her. Your children, you should love them. Your parents, you should love them. So now, if the love of your family, your parents, your wife, your children leads you to become neglectful about the remembrance of Allah, then your family is a dunya for you. Because of their love, you working maybe double the shift, you don't find time to read namaz, you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't remember it. Making money is the priority because their needs are there in front of you. Don't go to masjid, don't read namaz. And if the opportunity of bribery comes and person takes it, looking that maybe I need more money, my needs are big, then everything, this becomes dunya. But if the same thing does not lead you to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all these relationships and your involvement with the family and with all these relations, it becomes deen.
So this is how we must see what is dunya and what is deen. So if anything, any friend, any relative, any work, any business, any associate, any opportunity takes you away from Allah and His Rasul, that is dunya. And if all these things do not take you away from Allah and His Rasul, then that is deen. So it is simple to understand what is deen and what is dunya. Look, there are people, they're doing a lot of wrong things out there. We need to bring them to deen and we need to bring them to the right path. When people start enjoying comforts of this dunya that money buys, then normally they don't care about halal and haram. Robberies, briberies, buying stolen goods, selling cheap because they sell quickly, you make big profit. So many other wrong things happen. And of course, when these kind of things happen, then lust also plays part. Because when you have resources, you can spend them and you can buy a lot of things. So then from one wrong to another wrong, then another wrong to another wrong, it becomes a chain. And it becomes a chain, then it has too many links. Why do you call it a chain? Because it has links. If it doesn't have links, it's not a chain, it could be a rod. But chain is that when it has too many links, link after link, link after link, link after link. Then how to get out of that chain? It becomes very difficult. And people will advise you, come out slowly. I will say there is no possibility for someone to come out slowly. You will come out all of a sudden completely or you will never come out. There is one way only, to repent in the court of Allah. So Allah forgive all your sins and you come out with a clean sheet and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reconcile with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man taba ka man la zamba la. The person who repents, he is as if he has not committed a sin. This is also a speciality of this ummah. This is the exclusivity of this ummah. This is the gift that with the sadaqah of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has given us, that with one sincere tawbah, all your sins are forgiven. This never used to happen with other ummah. This is our speciality. Ye khususiyat hai. Ye Allah ka inaam hai Hazur ki ummat par. Now we keep on doing wrong things as long as people don't see. Parda is there. Allah keeps parda. He is sattaru quyub. In the dunya, too many wrongs we do. But we still gentlemen, we still noble people. Everyone, each and every person must look into his heart deeply and see how many wrong things we do. We live a double life. In front of people we become very holy, very nice. Bada achha saaf sutra daadi amama namazein pabandi ye wo sab, you know, do a lot of things. But are we really the same from our heart? That's something that you would know. I would not judge anybody, but it's an open discussion. So in general terms we can talk. So it's an invitation for us to go back and ponder upon and see deep into our heart that are we the sincere ones? Are we hypocrites? We can hide things here. We can hide and act as holy. But But trust me that everything that we do, we plan, we say, is recorded and it will be brought in front of us. ये उस हकीकत की तरफ मैं लेके जाने की कोशिश कर रहा हूँ the reality that we spoke right in the beginning. वो अजीब वक्त होगा. That's the time of accountability, hisab kitab, test, after test. And that would not be an easy test. Like in the dunya, you write a test in a comfortable, air-conditioned room, or maybe heated room, depending where you live. थोड़ी सी भी बेआरामी नहीं है. पानी चाहिए तो पानी मिलेगा, खाना चाहिए तो खाना मिलेगा. मौसम के हिसाब से प्रिपरेशन होगी आपकी जगह की, गाड़ियां भी आएंगी, कोई छोड़ने आएगा, कोई ले जाने आएगा. But the test of the akhirah is too tough. Imagine just to visualize this situation that earth is made of copper and sun is 1.25 miles away the distance from the earth. And the most heated side of sun is facing the earth. And copper is a metal that has ability to absorb the heat. दूसरे metals में से copper जो है वो absorb करता है. तो खुद बहुत गर्म हो जाता है. It becomes hotter than any other metal. So copper, sun is so near, and the side of sun which is called the face of the sun would be towards the earth. Now the back of the sun is towards the earth, and the face of the sun is hotter than the back of the earth. Just visualize. Imagine we are standing there and there is nobody that wants to be friend with you. Left alone, everybody is worried about his own hisab kitab, kyunki trouble musibat sabko nazar aa rahi hai. Perspiring, and some would be in that perspiration of their own, up to their knees, some up to their navel, some up to their chest, neck, drowning even in that, you know, sweat that's coming out due to the heat from their bodies. And there is no chance to escape anything. Sub-recorded. Everything is recorded. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran al-Kareem that the book is brought in front of the criminals and it is told to them, Iqra kitabaka kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Read your own book. You don't need an expert to come and explain you the book. You don't need a person to know this language and that language, a person with this degree or that degree. You don't need anybody. Today, you yourself are good enough to read and understand this book. Aaj kisi ki zarurat nahi. You exactly know what's written there, in whichever language it's written there, you know that language. Us din wo zubaan aa jayegi khud ba khud. अरबी में लिखा हुआ है तो अरबी आ जाएगी, इब्रानी में लिखा हुआ है तो इब्रानी आ जाएगी. और अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला से वउदी अल किताब फतर अल मुजरिमीन मुश्फिकीन मिम्मा फी नामा अमल विद बी पुट इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम. द बुक ऑफ डीड्स विल बी पुट इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम. यू विल सी द कल्प्रिट्स, दे विल बी ट्रेम्बलिंग and would be fearful of that writing, डर लगेगा, अरे मेरे तो सारे छुप छुप के करता था वो खुल गए, सामने आ गए। एवरीथिंग दैट आई यूज्ड टू डू हाइडिंग फ्रॉम पीपल अंडर कवर अंडर कर्टन इन प्राइवेसी नोबडी देयर टू विटनेस नो एविडेंस इज लेफ्ट, अपनी तरफ से सारे इंतजाम ये तमाम, इन द दुनिया पर्सन गेट्स अवे विद मर्डर, लेकिन वो जो भी किया वो रिकॉर्ड हो गया। इस बयान को लिसन विद द ईयर्स ऑफ द हार्ट नॉट द ईयर्स ऑफ द बॉडी, ये तभी इसका कोई फायदा नजर आएगा कि ये सब कुरान में ये चीजें मौजूद है। All this while I'm sharing with you a mention in Quran Kareem. Now after seeing this person would be in very sad situation, in very sad condition, regretful and you know hopeless, and in that situation you will say Ya Vailatana, woe to me, destruction to me, apne aap par मलामत करेगा, डिस्ट्रक्शन मेरी तबाही हो, माली हासिल की तरह व्हाट हैपन टू दिस बुक, इस किताब को क्या हो गया है, ला युगादिरु सगीरतन वला कबीरतन इल्ला अहसाहा, that it has not left any minor sin and it has not left any major sin, it has covered everything. अपने आप से किताब को देखकर सवाल करना है, हाय क्या हो गया, इस किताब ने ना तो कोई छोटा गुनाह छोड़ा ना कोई बड़ा गुनाह छोड़ा, ला युबादिरु सगीरतन वला कबीरतन इल्ला अहसाहा, बट It has covered it. सबको घेर लिया। वजदु मा अमलु हाजिरा, व्हाटएवर दे यूज्ड टू डू इन द दुनिया दे विल फाइंड इट प्रेजेंट इन द बुक, नथिंग विल बी मिसिंग, जो करते थे वो सारे का सारा उस किताब के अंदर मौजूद होगा, खुद पढ़ेगा तो ये कैफियत होगी उसकी, एंड ही विल बी क्वेश्चन्ड, डिड यू डू ऑल दिस, वो तो इंसाफ अदालत लगी हुई है, सो विदाउट प्रॉपर प्रोसीडियर एंड प्रॉपर फाइंडिंग्स एंड प्रॉपर विटनेसेस decision would not be given, so somebody must not say mere saath insaaf nahi hua, and somebody might say no justice is not given to me, meri inquiry hoti mujhse sawal pucha jata main apni safai pesh karta, so these opportunities would be given, to kisi ke kisi ko ye jurrat na ho ki mere rab ne mere saath insaaf nahi kiya. So the question will be asked, did you do all this? All that what is written in your book of deeds, did you do that? Ab usko to trouble nazar aa rahi hai na? He can see he is in deep trouble. If I say yes I did, to musibat khadi ho jayegi. To duniya mein aadat padi hui hai na jhoot bol ke निकल जाने की आदत पड़ी हुई है, पीपल कमिट द बिगेस्ट क्राइम एज लॉन्ग एज दे डोंट हैव आई विटनेसेस और सम अदर काइंड ऑफ सर्कमस्टेंशियल एविडेंसेस दे वेरी इजीली डिनाई, नो मैंने नहीं किया, सो द क्रिमिनल बिकॉज दे हैव दैट हैबिट, सो दे विल ट्राई एंड से ओ अल्लाह
No, I did not do that. It could be Namay Amal of someone else got mixed up with my name. People make mistakes, computers make mistakes, your softwares make mistakes. It happens in many systems. You know, the facts and figures can get mixed up, the names can get mixed up, the surnames can get mixed up. It happens. But this would not happen when the angels write something. वो गलती नहीं करते. ये इंसान है जो खताओं का पुतला है, इससे ये गलतियां होती हैं. कमजोर है ये, कमजोर है, इसकी तवज्जो कभी होती है कभी नहीं होती. ये इम्परफेक्ट है, जो सिस्टम ये बनाता है वो भी इम्परफेक्ट है, उनमें गलतियां होती हैं. देयर इज नो गलती, देयर इज नो प्लेस ऑफ एनी मिस्टेक इन दैट सिस्टम व्हिच अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला हैज मेड परफेक्टली एंड एंजल्स आर अपॉइंटेड टू रिकॉर्ड इट. Not your computers. So he will say, no, it's not my book. Now people have habit that they commit the crime, and when they are questioned, did you do it? They say no. Because they think there is no witness. They think they'll get away. Now in the dunya he thought, I committed this sin and that sin, and nobody saw me. He remembered this sin and how he did it. Nobody saw me. I was all alone. There was no witness. So he thinks maybe if there is no witness, I'll be set free. फिर मुझे अजाब नहीं होगा क्योंकि मेरे खिलाफ केस साबित ही नहीं होगा. अब उसको ये सोच आ रही है कि मैं तो इंतजाम सारा कर लिया था, मैंने तो कोई गवाही भी नहीं छोड़ी थी. तो अब तकाजा करेगा कि गवाह चाहिए. इफ दिस इज माई नामा अमाल देन आई नीड विटनेसेस, आई नीड फेयर ट्रायल फॉर माई केस. ही डिमांड्स दैट. And Allah will give him. Today you don't need witnesses from human beings. There will be something else that would become witness and will bear evidence on that day. And that is the piece of earth upon which he stood or sat or laid down and committed the sin. Jis kaifiyat mein, jis halat mein, zameen ke tukde par usne gunah kiya hoga, वो बोल पड़ेगा. अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला टॉक्स अबाउट इट इन कुरान करीम, यौम इज़िन तुहद्दिसु अखबारहा बिअन्न रब्बक औहालहा. ऑन दैट डे द अर्थ विल रिवील इट्स न्यूज, ऑल दैट व्हाट हैज हैपेंड ऑन द अर्थ विल गिव evidence against the criminals and will inform and tell so and so did this or did that on me. I'm witness, I saw it. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Why the earth would do that? Because Allah has ordered the earth to do that. Earth is also the creation of Allah. Earth also follows shariat. Earth ki bhi shariat hai. Shariat sirf hamari nahi hai. Halal and haram are for every creation. Halal and haram are for earth as well. Don't you know that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has said, حرم الله على الارض ان تاكل اجساد الانبياء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram on the earth to eat the bodies of the prophets. Haram kar diya. Making halal and haram is shariat. Making lawful and unlawful is shariat. So Allah has a set of shariat for earth as well. अर्थ को हुक्म होता है. अगर अर्थ कान की क्वाइट
دنیا میں تو انکوائر کر جاتی ہے, بڑے بڑے جرم ہوتے ہیں زمین پر, زمین گواہ ہے, دیکھ رہی ہے, اس کو پتا ہے کس نے کیا کیا ہے, کچھ نہیں کہتے, کیونکہ یہاں دنیا میں اس کو کچھ کہنے کا حکم نہیں ملا ہے. پرندہ آخرت اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ will order the earth, you come, O piece of earth upon which the crime was committed, you come forward and give evidence. تو اب کیسے بھاگے گا, اب اس کا کیس کمزور ہو گیا. پھر اللہ تعالیٰ اسی بات پر فیصلہ نہیں فرما دے گا, اور گواہ آئیں گے, اور گواہ لائیں گے. And it's mentioned in Quran Kareem that when the evidences are being given, his mouth is sealed. کہ اب اس نے گواہ مانگے ہیں نا, اب اس کو بولنے کی اجازت نہیں ہے. Now the witnesses will come and they will speak and he must stand and listen. یہ سنیں. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ says in Quran Kareem, اليوم نختم على افواههم وتكلمنا ايديهم وتشهد ارجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Today he will put a seal on his mouth وتكلمنا ايديهم وتشهد ارجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. His hands will speak to us and his feet will give evidence what they used to do. جو کچھ بھی گناہ کرتے تھے اب ہاتھ بولنے لگ جائیں گے, اب پاؤں بولنے لگ جائیں گے, اب اس کا منہ بند ہے. اب یہ کیا ڈیبیٹ کرے, کیا ایویڈینس لائے, کیا مناظرہ کرے, کیا اپنا کیس لڑے, اس کی کتاب اس کے سامنے رکھ دی گئی, تو پڑھ. اور پھر منہ بھی بند, گواہ سامنے, the witnesses are standing and they have been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will come forward and they will testify what's happening. اور صرف اتنا نہیں, اور بھی گواہ لائے گا. شاہد علیہم سمعہم و ابصارہم و جلودہم بما كانوا يعملون وقالوا لجلودهم لما شهدتم علينا قالوا انتقض الله الذي انتقى كل شيء. All these dialogues are recorded in Quran Kareem. His ears شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعَهُمْ. His ears will give evidence against him. آج بری بری چیزیں سننے کا بڑا شوق ہے نا, مزہ آتا ہے. He has listened to evil, shameless talks, گناہ بھری باتیں, غیبتیں, مزہ آتا ہے. He enjoys when somebody comes and tell the secret of somebody else. اچھا اچھا ایسا ہوا, اب یہ گواہ کھڑے ہو جائیں گے, یہ کان کھڑے ہو جائیں گے. They'll give evidence. سمعهم وابصارهم and eyes وجلودهم even their skin. کس کس سے بھاگے گا, even his skin will be evidence what he used to do. وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ. اب یہ ڈائلاگ دیکھو, they will say to their skin, لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا, تم نے ہمارے خلاف کیوں گواہی دی. Oh my eyes, oh my ears, oh my skin, I was speaking all these lies to save you, to protect you. Because if I am put into the hell fire, then oh my ears, you will also burn. Oh my eyes, you will also burn. Oh my skin, you will also burn. they will answer, also recorded in Quran Kareem, قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. They will say that Allah has made us speak who makes everything to speak. हम क्या करते हैं, हमें तो अल्लाह का हुक्म मिला है, हमको बोलना है. जो अल्लाह हर एक से बुलवाता है उसी ने हमसे बुलवाया. जो जमीन से बुलवा रहा है, जो जमीन के टुकड़े से बुलवा रहा है, जो हाथों से बुलवा, पांव से बुलवा रहा है, जो स्किन से बुलवा रहा है, उसी ने हमको हुक्म दिया है कि बोलो. कोई चांस नहीं है, नो चांस फॉर क्रिमिनल. या यहां की छोटी सी जिंदगी माला के थ्रू गैर साइड स्प्लिट सेकंड जस्ट टू मेक दिस लिटल लाइफ कंफर्टेबल. पर्सन डिस्ट्रॉयज द लाइफ ऑफ आखिरा, ही इज द बिगेस्ट फूल लिविंग ऑन द सर्फेस ऑफ दिस अर्थ. इसको एहसास ही नहीं हुआ कि मुझे किस लिए मेरे रब ने इस दुनिया के अंदर भेजा. सुनो, हु रियली कैन फेस दिस embarrassment and this trial that's going to take place on the day of judgment. और फिर यहां तो बंद कमरे में भी ट्रायल हो जाती है ना, वहां तो मैदान हश्र होगा. अब पर्दे चाक होंगे, अब नामा अमाल खुद पढ़ के सुनाएगा अपने मुंह से, दूसरे सुन रहे होंगे. Person acts as very holy in this dunya, very pious, very noble, very good. And when he is reading all his sins on the day of judgment and people are listening, then they will look at him and tell him, look at him, look at this hypocrite. Iske kartoot dekho, look at his doings, look at his actions. How holy he used to act and pretend to be a very good person in front of other people, and today iske aankh khule, today his faults have been opened up in front of everybody, in front of parents, in front of children, in front of brothers and sisters and friends, let alone all that, even in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ke wahan sab anbiya honge, hamare aqa bhi honge. How can we hurt our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam due to our wrongdoing? How can we hurt him when he sees that any of his ummati is doing wrong thing? This hurts the blessed heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazur ka dil dukhta hai. And he thought his Nasir Nabi. He sees that our amal are presented in his court, even in this dunya, let alone the akhirah. Inna arsalnaka shahidan, oh beloved, we have sent you as a shahid. Shahid means the person who's present. You know, we make dua in janazah, Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina. Oh Allah, forgive our living people and our dead people and those who are present. The word shahid means present. Raal to shahid means the one who can witness. That's why we call it mushahida. The word mushahida means observation, witnessing, seeing something. So shahid is a person who is present and who can see. That's why Allah Hazrat has translated, Inna arsalnaka shahidan, O beloved, we have sent you as Hadiru Nathir.
Wow.
That's 100% correct. So our wrongdoings are not hidden from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are causing pain to him. Even according to in narration, the deeds are presented in front of the parents as well. You think your parents passed away and they're not there to see what you are doing? Aulad, amals are presented in front of the parents as well. And when they see the good actions, they get happy. And when they see the wrong action, they sad, they cry. Bete, beti, kya hua tumhe? Kyun ho gaya tum aise? Why have you become the tools of shaitan? Unko dukh pahunchta. And on the day of judgment, agar huzoor ke samne hamara ganda nama amal pesh kar diya gaya to kisko muh dikhayenge? Ke sarkar ki shafaat hi to kaam aayegi. So try to make him happy even in the dunya. This is the time to make him happy. Obey his orders, obey his sunnah, follow his way, follow his teaching. Send durood o salam upon him in abundance. So you can have a bond and relationship. So with his sadaqah you can be covered on the day of judgment. Because he is the one that would help us on that day when everybody is saying, Nafsi, Nafsi. Ilhabu ila ghairi, all Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when people are in trouble, you know, we describe the day, we visualize the day, the difficulty, the heat, the pain. Ab usse nikalne ki jab koshish ho rahi hogi. One thing, everybody will understand on that day, that if you want something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, take a wasila of someone who is a beloved of Allah. Ye aqeedah maidan-e-mahshar mein aam ho jayega. Whether people accept it or don't accept it in the dunya, but they will accept it in the akhirah. They all will agree to one point. Let's go to Adam alayhi salam and ask him that please intercede on our behalf. Hamari sifarish karo, Allah ki bargah mein arz karo ke hame chhoot mil jaye. Wo ye kahenge kya hadith ki taraf ishara karti hai, balki wo bhi Allah ke ghair hain. I mean, he is not Allah in that sense, he is also not Allah. And then he will say, go to another person who is also not Allah. Isn't it? Nafsi, nafsi, idhabu ila ghairi. Mere ghair ke paas chale jao. So everybody is giving the address of ghairullah. Go to this ghair, go to that ghair, go to this ghair, go to that ghair. Till they will come to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and he will say, I am the star of hope. I will give you the proper address. I gave you hope before and I will give you hope today. Isa alayhi salam gave us hope. He said, Rasulun ya'ti min ba'di. A Rasul is coming after me. Ismuhu Ahmad, his name is Ahmad. Who gave us that address, that information, that name? Isa alayhi salam. So Isa alayhi salam ne khabar di na, aaj bhi Isa alayhi salam pata batayenge. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will give us the proper address. He would not say idhabu ila ghairi, he will say go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is his status. Yahan bhi gaye, wahan bhi gaye, Adam ke paas bhi gaye, Khalil ke paas bhi gaye, Nuh ke paas bhi gaye, Isa alaihi salam, Musa, sab ke paas gaye. Why? It is very, very tense in the hereafter. For the believers, there is a hope as well. So we need to remain within the fear and the hope. So we talked about the fear and let's talk about the hope. And the hope is that when Rasulullah will see us, he will not say, Nafsi, Nafsi, izhabu ila ghairi. He will say, where are you? Tum kahan the? And the people will say, Ya Rasulullah, we were looking for Shafaat. So we were here and we were there. And Rasulullah will say, Ana laha. Uske liye to main hoon. You wanted Shafaat? You were looking for intercession? That's my job, that's my position, that's my responsibility. I will do that. And how Rasulullah will do that? It's mentioned in Hadith Mubarak that Rasulullah will make sajda and he will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ka dariya rahmat josh mein aa jaye.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad. Ya Muhammad. ارفع رأسك سر اٹھا لیجئے حضور میں دعائیں کی گڑ گڑائے روئے امت کے لیے یہ بچ جائے جب بھی اللہ کا انعام ہوا حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ہمیشہ امت کی خیر کا ہی کی حضرت قسم بن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ reports that he was the last person in the blessed grave of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم because he went in the grave to take the body مبارک of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم to rest in the grave he said I was the last one and I felt let me see the blessed face of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم opened the coffin and he saw the lip مبارک moving as if somebody is talking he says I went closer to the lip mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying Rabbi habli ummati Rabbi habli ummati Allah meri ummat mujhe de de ye kaisa zabardast jumla hai oh Allah give my ummat to me let me decide for them He loves us more than our mother. And if our decision is given in the hands of our mother, do you know what they will decide for us? They will not let us go to Jahannam. Mother will not see his child going to Jahannam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves us more than our fathers and more than our mothers. And if the matter of us is given in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshallah azza wa jal, we are hopeful that we will go to Jannah.
Inshallah.
So Hazur ki yehi dua, Rabbi habli ummati. Meri ummat mujhe de de, main inka faisla karu. Same dua is making. Always, always caring for the ummat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'sak. Kun tusma. Kahiye, say, you will be heard. Aaj kahiye, aaj suni jayegi. Sal tu'ta. Ask, you will be granted. Aaj mangiye, diya jayega. Isfa' tushaffa'. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted. Shafaat kijiye, aapki shafaat qubool hogi. This is the time of adl when nobody is able to say a word in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ye maqam-e adl hai. There's only one personality who has been given this right to speak. That is our master and your master, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sirf wohi bolenge. Kyunki abiya to nahi bol rahe, sab keh rahe. Nafsi, nafsi, ye zabun la gayi. Main ye nahi kar sakta, shafaat nahi kar sakta. Jab Hazur shafaat ka darwaza khol lenge, to phir sare abiya shafaat karenge. پھر اولیاء شفاعت کریں گے، پھر علماء شفاعت کریں گے، پھر حافظ شفاعت کرے گا، پھر غازی شفاعت کرے گا، پھر شہید شفاعت کرے گا. Whoever has got any deeni dignity according to his height, وہ جو بھی اس کے ساتھ وعدہ ہے وہ شفاعت کرنا شروع کر دے گی. اگر پہلے تو انبیاء بھی کہہ رہے ہیں نہیں 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 کہہ سکتا، کسی اور کے پاس جاؤ تو مقام فضل آئے گا. لیکن مقام فضل کی طرف کون لے کے جائے گا؟ حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے مقام عدل میں بولنے والے یہی. تو اللہ کرے ہم سب کو حضور کی شفاعت نصیب ہو جائے. اعلیٰ حضرت نے ایک بڑا پیارا شعر لکھا ہے، میں وہ آپ کے ساتھ شیئر کر کے تو بیان ختم کروں گا. یہ جو دنیا دھوکہ دیتی ہے نا، اس کے بارے میں گفتگو ہماری شفاعت کی طرف چلی گئی، تو یہ شعر بہت اچھا ہے اعلیٰ حضرت کا، بہت جگا دینے والا ہے. شہد دکھائے زہر پلائے، قاتل ڈائن شوہر کش. لفظوں پہ غور کرو. اعلیٰ حضرت سے that you fell in love with this دنیا. تو جیسے خامد اور بیوی کا پیار ہوتا ہے نا، تو یہ تیرا پیار ہو گیا، یہ تیری بیوی بن گئی یہ دنیا. تو اب اس دھوکے باز بیوی کے بارے میں سن لے. اعلیٰ حضرت سے شہد دکھائے زہر پلائے، this deceiving دنیا that you love so much, it will show you honey but it will give you poison to eat. یہ دھوکا ہے. یہ اعلی علم لوگ ہیں، اعلی حضرت کچی بات نہیں کرتے، قرآن و حدیث کا علم ان کے سامنے. تو یہ جو بتا رہے ہیں یہ نچوڑ ہے، قرآن و حدیث کا نچوڑ ہے. شہد دکھائے زہر پلائے، قاتل ڈائن شوہر کش. اس دنیا اٹ از کلر، اٹ از اے وچ. وچ سمجھتے ہیں نا، ڈبلیو ایچ آئی سی ایچ والا نہیں، ڈبلیو آئی ٹی سی ایچ، وچ، وچ کرافٹ. ڈائن اردو میں ڈائن کہتے ہیں، انگلش میں وچ کہتے ہیں. یہ دنیا وہ ہے شوہر کش، اس کا کام ہی ہے کہ اپنے خاوند کو قتل کر دے. اس کو تم نے بیوی بنا رکھا ہے، اتنی محبت کرتے ہو، اس کا کام ہی یہی ہے، یہ شوہر کش ہے. It is a husband killer. یہ اعلیٰ حضرت نے اس کو نام دے دیا، یہ ہسبینڈ کلر ہے یہ دنیا، یہ قاتل ہے، یہ ڈائن ہے، یہ زہر دکھاتی ہے، یہ شہد دکھاتی ہے، زہر پلاتی ہے. کس مردار کے تو للچایا، دنیا دیکھی بھاگی ہے. یو مسٹ بی اے فول ٹو بی سو ایگر ٹو ہیو دس دنیا. یہ دنیا دیکھی ہوئی ہے، سارے اللہ والوں نے دیکھی ہے، سارے جو سمجھدار عقل والے ہیں نا، انہوں نے دیکھی ہوئی ہے، اس لیے اس کے پیچھے نہیں پڑتے. یہ مردار ہے، ڈیڈ میٹ، مردار. یہ کھانے کے قابل نہیں ہوتا نا مردار، میٹھا، میٹھا مردار. اس لیے حضور نے فرمایا کہ دنیا یہ میٹھا ہے، وطالبها کلب، اور جو اس کا عاشق ہے وہ کتا ہے. کیونکہ کتے کو مردار اچھا لگتا ہے، the dead meat, the filthy smelling meat. یہ کون کھاتا ہے؟ کتا کھاتا ہے. تو یہ that smelling filthy stinking dead meat، یہ اس کی ریالٹی. تو بھائی آخرت کی تیاری میں ہم کو لگ جانا چاہیے، اسی میں ہماری کامیابی ہے.
जितना भी बना लो कितना भी बना लो, यू कैन बिल्ड अप मेनी हाउसेस एंड बिकम मल्टी बिलियनर एंड ऑल द पाउंड्स एंड द डॉलर्स इन द वर्ल्ड, द डे द डेथ विल कम, ये कपड़े भी वो कैंची से काट देंगे, योर वर्थ ये थ्री पीस सूट में घूमते हैं ना बड़ी बड़ी गाड़ियों में और बड़ा रोक डालते हैं लोगों पर, ये पीस ये सूट भी इसका भी हक नहीं है, अंगूठी पहनते टेक आउट, बैंगल पहनते टेक इट आउट, इयररिंग्स पहनते हैं आजकल इयररिंग्स पहनते हैं, ये शो करते हैं पैसा सोना, और दुनिया के गंदे लोग गैंगस्टर्स होलीगंस बदमाश ये उनके ड्रेस हैं, नेक लोगों के ड्रेस नहीं है, नेक लोग दाढ़ी रखते हैं नमामा पहनते हैं नमाज पढ़ते हैं वो अच्छा काम करते हैं, हु आर यू फॉलोइंग, लुक एट योर हेयर स्टाइल हु आर यू फॉलोइंग, लुक एट योर ड्रेस हु आर यू फॉलोइंग, हु इज योर रोल मॉडल हु इज योर हीरो, दैट ब्रदर ऑफ शैतान, he might be an actor or a singer or a soccer player or cricket player or somebody who famous ho gaya to uske hair style logon ne le liye, usne earring pehen liya, naujawanon ne earrings pehen liye, usne naak mein nath dal li, naujawanon ne naak mein nath dal li, he is a man and he wants to become a woman and you want to imitate him, kya ho gaya, who's your model, who's your hero, all these are evils, evils ko hero banate unko role model banate, our role model is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, perfect 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 role model, he kept beard, he wore a mamar, he read namaz, he gave charity, he spoke respectfully with everyone, he never threatened people, logo ke andar unhone dar kabhi nahi paida kiya, he did justice to everything, he was fair to everyone, he would teach everyone to eat halal not haram, even on every little thing that the sahaba kiram would do he would teach them, har waqt hazur to seedha rasta dikhate the, who can be a better model than him, ye soccer player aur ye kaano ke andar ring dalne wale aur you know keeping spikes on their head looking evils, can they teach you anything good? So let's accept the reality that our model and the perfect model is our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are going to follow him. That's it. His sunnah, his way, his style. Inshallah. Allah bhi khush hoga, Allah ka habib bhi khush hoga. Hamari duniya aakhirat sab behtar ho jayegi. Alhamdulillah, this is what Dawood Islami is trying to achieve. दुनिया भर में ये मैसेज आम किया जा रहा है कि कम बैक टू आवर नबी, इर्जिउ इलन नबी, पीपल वांट टू रन टू दिस वन एंड टू दैट वन एंड टू दिस कल्चर एंड टू दैट कल्चर एंड टू दिस सिविलाइजेशन एंड टू दैट सिविलाइजेशन टू दिस फैशन एंड टू दैट फैशन, भाग लगी हुई है दौड़ लगी हुई है, our nara and our slogan is irji'u ila an-nabi, go back to rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's where our power lies, that's where our izzat lies, you're looking for izzat, you're looking for power, people are talking about Muslims are in difficulty, they have lost respect, they go all over the world on international airports, you don't get that izzat that you're supposed to get, complaints complaints complaints, we're listening, it's happening all over the world, there's no political solution for that, you want to have big conference and call a lot of highly educated you know intellectuals to come and give you a political solution for this, trust me there is no political solution, there is only one solution, go back to the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every time when Muslims had izzat and honor and dignity and respect and authority that came from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that hidden in the sunnah of the beloved Nabi, in his way, in his life, in his seerah. So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand, and we stay in touch, especially in this age and time, in these countries, in Western world, we need this more. We need Dawat Islami for us, for our families, for our children. Dawat Islami is giving you the solutions, giving you the madrasa, giving you the Darul Madinas, giving you the qabilas, giving you everything that you need to develop spiritually. Your deeni zarurat, Dawat Islami is trying to fulfill. Deen ki organization is ka yehi kaam hai. So support us, join us, travel in Madni Qabilas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our humble advices that we have presented here. May Allah keep us on the straight path, the path of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the path of guidance, the path of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ameen bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib.